Logan didn't speak, nor did he look the least bit ashamed of his actions. Katie felt like an idiot. What kind of self-respecting black woman? No, what kind of woman would accept these actions from the man she was dating? I saw a man. He paused and stared at her hard, his lips in a grim line. Say it, Logan. You saw what? He stood, pushing away from the door. Katie opened and got out, walking to the house and listening as Logan followed behind her. She was searching for the words to tell him to go away when he said, "You want me to change, but it ain't gonna happen overnight." There was something in his tone she didn't like. It sounded like defiance or maybe even denial. She didn't know, but she didn't like it. When she got to the door, she pushed the key in and turned. "Logan," she was tired. It was like after a long fight and your body finally sagged in exhaustion. "I think you should just..." Her words were cut short as his hand wrapped around her waist and his lips flew to her neck. She wasn't sure what he was doing, but she reached behind him and threaded her fingers in his soft hair. His rumbling voice sent shivers down her spine. She hated how her body bent to his will. She hated how easily he could turn her brain off, yet turn her need for him on.